Okay, let's continue. Thanks everybody for helping set up again. We're on page Kuf Chav Tes, Perek Yud Gimel. We just started the new chapter called V'chol Ma'asecha Yilu L'Shem Shemayim. All your actions should be for the sake of heaven. And we said that there's a great difference between how tzaddikim leave this world and how rishoyim leave this world when it comes to the time of death, and to the degree that the person is attached to their body and feels that the body is the primary person, to that degree it's difficult to leave it. And for a tzaddik who realizes that the soul is the greater part of the person, it is not that difficult to leave it. So on the third paragraph, Rabbeinu Yonah, Bishar Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah in his book on Tshuva writes, Hevias Atzas Chazal B'Maseches Derech Eretz. He brings the advice of the rabbis in Maseches Derech Eretz that say the following cryptic comment. Ritzoncha Shelo Tamus, if you don't want to die, you want to not die? Mos At Shelo Tamus, die until you don't die. What does that mean? Ve'ena Kavana Kamuvan Lamisa Kapshuta, we're not talking about simple death. Eliyeshna Kan Avchana, but rather there's a type of level Shavodas Hashem Eina Rak Inin Shel Pratim, that the service of Hashem isn't only one of details. Shel Masim Diburim Machshavas, different details of actions, thoughts, and speech. Elatzuras Amitisi, but the true form of it is Shadam Yotze Meolam Acher VeNichnas Yolam Acher. The person is leaving from one world and entering into another world. This is leaving the physical world and going into the spiritual world. To a world that is with a connection to Hashem. To a world of closeness to Hashem and cleaving to Hashem. Klomar, meaning to say, Havchana shetzricha lias benefesh ena rak hiskad mus v'kinyonim. The level that is necessary for a soul isn't just advancing oneself in terms of material acquisitions. Ela she'ifa lotzeis mitzura sachayim shel mazeh, but it's a yearning to leave this type of life in the physical world that's in search of possessions. Avanas likanis l'mahalei chayim shu l'malei min hashemes, with the purpose of entering to a lifestyle that is, as we've said before, above the sun. Meaning the spiritual lifestyle. That the connection, thoughts, and yearnings of the soul are totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person has to decide in this world, while you're living in this world, which world do you want to live in? Do you want to live in the world of, as we said last night, you know, chasing after the money and the things that money gives you, or trying to chase after this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, Kasher Adam Zoichav Umevin Haiti Vestibi Shlomo Melech. If a person merits and really understands the words of Shlomo Melech, Hevel Havolim Omer Kohelas, Hevel Havolim HaKol Hevel. Kohelas says, everything is vanity of vanities, nothings of nothings. So, what does he mean? Lo Machmas Shiflus. It's not because of it being so low. Elo Machmas HaKoras Romus Tachos Achaim Vakoras Alokos Amitis. But rather, it comes from a lofty recognition of the goal of life, which is the recognition of Hashem and living in that reality. Then a person connects his soul truly to the spiritual world, and that becomes the yearnings of his soul. Already explained earlier many different ways to serve Hashem, but the focal point that unifies everything you do, Sha'olam Ruchani Hu Olam Lasmo, that the spiritual world is its own world. Ainza Osa Olam Shinir Bechitzonis, it's not the world that you see superficial with your superficial eyes. Vistakos Apshuta, with the simple looking. So going back to the Shari Tshuva statement, do you want to not die? So die before you die. So what does he mean? So it means if you're a person into physical things and you really love this physical world, and that is your goal, is to love this physical world, then you will die one day. And it will be a very painful death leaving this physical world. You know, the world that you put all your effort into, you put all that effort into that house, all that effort into that car, all that effort into the prestige you develop through the develop, through acquiring more possessions. And your whole focus is on that. So when the day comes to leave this world, it will be a very painful leaving of this world. You will be leaving things that you really wanted. And you're going into a world that you have no clue what's going on. And that is a death that will be a very unpleasant situation. Now, of course, you know, people sometimes are able to come to terms with things. I don't have a choice. You know, and it's a lot of trauma, though, involved in leaving the world that way. However, if you decide to die before you die, what do we mean by that? He says, in other words, die, meaning to say, is that leave this physical world while you're alive. It doesn't mean to say you don't use these physical things in this world. But it's not your goal. It's not what life is all about. You understand, yes, you have to go to work. You understand you have to do these things. But that's not what you're yearning for all day long. Or even when you're at work, you're yearning for a different goal when you're at work. You're always yearning, how am I going to sanctify God's name every minute I'm at work? And I can't wait to leave this work so I can get on with the more important things of life, of being closer to Hashem. So if a person decides to die from that while you're alive, right, die before you die. Say goodbye to this physical world insofar as that being your most thrilling part of your life, insofar as that's what you're truly connected to. And learn to connect to Hashem while you're alive in this world, then you won't experience the painful death when it's time to leave this world. When it's time to leave this world, you know that you're going to get the chance to go to be in this world that you're in now in a greater way. And that's amazing. You know, it's lahavdil. The Arabs think that, you know, they have it reversed. That they love this world, but can't seem to get much out of this world because of all the terrible ways their governments are run. But they know if they blow themselves up, they'll really have it good in the next world. But the next world is this world, right? It's with all the virgins and all the next world is just more physical stuff. So they think, you know, it really was a clever ruse for the Muslim religion to come up with this, you see. Because that way they'll convince people not to be afraid of death. Why? Because you're going to get more physical things in the next world. So Muslim thinks it's no problem. I'm going to have more physical things in the next world. They're going to be in for a big surprise. In for a big surprise when they see what happens afterwards. Right? But the Jew is able to say, listen, I'm on the right track and I don't regret when I have to leave this world. I'm in the right direction when I'm leaving this world as well. And then the pain of death is not such a thing. Okay, so now that's the key, how to make that focal point. So far, he hasn't really said so much that we didn't know yet, except to say that this will save oneself from the pain of death. Okay, and to realize though that the spiritual world is its own world, and it's not the world at all of what we see over here. And therefore, we have to develop a lifestyle as we live in this world with other physical people, though, to be on another plane of existence while we are in this world. That's the point he's making. Okay, next subsection. Now we're going to get to the main point of this chapter. And all your actions should be for the sake of heaven. We're going to go back to a point that we briefly mentioned earlier. We're going to try to expand and understand these words. But the goal is that this should be strong for a person the entire day. When you go to sleep, when you get up, when you go on the road, until a person will live with these words, and not that the word should live with him. Because when you hear a piece of Torah, it's not that the word should live with you, but you should live with those words, and the words should become a focal point in your life. Omer Chazal, our rabbi said, all your actions should be for the sake of heaven. The proper fashion, path of a Jew, the way that has his perfection in mind. He should call Masav Yasu Achvarak L'Shem Shemaim, that every single thing you do should only be done for the sake of God. Everything you do, only for the sake of God. V'nei ein l'cha adam sh'neshama Yehudis b'kirba sh'eino osa shum ma'is L'Shem Shemaim. So there's not a Jew in this world that the soul inside the person doesn't do something l'shem shemayim. Everybody does something for the sake of God. But the opposite, but you don't find anybody who does everything l'shem shemayim either. Right? Because at the end of the day, a person's made out of the physical trappings of this world. And he has inclinations. Everybody according to their level. So their inclinations get involved. So we would say that everybody in this room, I'm sure, has done something for the sake of God. But perhaps not all of us are on the level that we do everything for the sake of God. So now we've got to develop this paradigm shift to try to get us to do much more for the sake of God. Avodas Adam hi, what is the service of a person in this world? Take that little point of the soul that wants to do things for the sake of heaven. There is that point of the soul that wants to do things for the sake of heaven. And to expand on it, both qualitatively and quantitatively. Until the entire essence of the person is to everything for the sake of heaven. That is the goal, that every single thing we do is for the sake of heaven. What does it mean for the sake of heaven? So before you do anything, ask yourself, is this something Hashem wants me to do? Is this something that will get me closer to Hashem? Or is it something that's not going to get me closer to Hashem? And every single thing you do is for that purpose. But he'll expand on this. Certainly in the depths of the soul, meaning subconsciously, and sometimes even consciously, there spark out some thoughts that are not for the sake of heaven, selfish thoughts. But the yearnings and the drives and the ambitions of a person should be to get much closer to this aspect of for the sake of heaven. So when will be the time when you have to go to the other world? We get to the point where you're about to leave this world. We hope you will have achieved that those non-l'shem shemayim thoughts are infinitesimally minute. The main life of the person should be with the thoughts and actions that are for the sake of heaven. Now, so that's our goal. Our goal is to move towards all l'shem shemayim. If that's the case, the day of death will be an easy transition. An easy transition. So, amasim shorim osu b'meshach hayom. The actions that a person does during the course of a day, kolechad l'fi seir yom, every person according to the order of his day, murkovim mipratim rabim. It's combined with many, many details. U'cholechad mehem tachlis chitzon sasmo. And each detail has its own external goal. There's different things you do. You look at your schedule today. What are the things you have to do today? Right. Well, you got to go shopping today. You got to go take a trip to the doctor. You got to go to a class today. You have a plan to go to lunch with somebody today. You're going to see a few clients today. Whatever you're going to be doing today. You're going to go to the club, work out today. You have a lot of different things. You got some carpools today. You got to figure a way how to get the car at a certain place with somebody else in a certain place. There's all kinds of things going on today. And each one has their own, you know, apparently superficial goal. There's a lot of different goals going through the day. But internally, but they all revolve and rotate around one thing. See, what he said about tefillin in the last parak, he's now going to talk about our actions in this parak. But at the depths of this point, lamasa atzmo ein shaychus la'adam. Okay, these next ones are a little bit tricky to what he means, and he'll explain out later. He says, in the depths of this point, so for the actions itself, really have no connection to the person. What does he mean? So he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, first we'll say the pasuk on the simple level, then we'll say the way he explains it. La'adam marchei lev. To a person belongs the arrangements of the thoughts in his heart. That's what a person has. And the end of the pasuk says, and it's the end of the paragraph here, Umei Hashem ma'an eloshem. But to Hashem belongs the reply that comes to the tongue. What does that mean? So just let's look at the simple meaning. So the simple meaning is, man has ideas, but God gives speech, which will either cause him to stumble with his words or to speak eloquently. It's almost the Yiddish expression, you know, Mensch tracht und Gott lacht. Man thinks and God laughs. Almost, not exactly. Whereas, you know, you have an idea. You want this idea, but the idea's got to be verbalized. And it's up to Hashem if you verbalize it the right way or not. You know, there's so many things, you know, you want to tell somebody something. Whatever it is, you know, let's say you want to tell somebody they've done something wrong. You're doing the mitzvah of giving teichacha, and you're sincere, whatever. You open up your mouth, and the way you say it, it causes World War III. It's lacking, you know, sometimes one word, one way or the other, kaboom, it's just not going to go. You know, when I prepare drushes, you know, I got to be careful. There's certain red flag words. If I say a certain red flag word, the person just turns me off right away. People will turn you off and just say one word. Oh, that's what he really wanted to say, right? Even though it's not what I had in mind. But a word comes up. Most people cannot write out everything they're going to say, think about it 10 times, and just read what they're saying. That's not usually how life works out. You have an idea, and you talk, right? So your idea is this. You know, your idea is you want to say something nice to your wife. And what happens, you don't realize you gave her a backhanded compliment that she takes as an insult, and you were worse off better than had you not kept your mouth shut. You know, dear, you're really looking a lot nicer considering. Considering what? That we're considering. I meant considering the fact that you've been very busy, you know, like, you know. Considering, you know, I know what you meant to say. Considering that I'm really old, right? Don't you think I'm old, right? Yes. So see, you know, we're trying. You don't want to try that. You really want to say something nice, but you. Or those times where you say something, and you know, as you say it, you know you're saying a dumb thing, and you can't even get the word back anymore. So where's that? It's coming from Hashem. It comes from, that's the simple meaning of the pasuk. In other words, a person can think about what he wants to say. This is what I'm planning on saying. That's why you got to always be so careful. But at the end of the day, a lot of it has to do with Hashem. It has a lot to do with Hashem. And how sincere you are in what you want to say. But that's the simple meaning of the pasuk. That's not where he's going to take this pasuk. So he says, on the words, la'adam ma'archei lev, to the person belongs the ideas, arichas ha'lev, the arrangements of the heart, hasidur shalev, the way things are, again, arranged in the heart, hakvius v'achlota, the decisions that you make, that's in your thought. I want to do this. I'm thinking of doing this. Hi avodas adam. This is the service of man. So what Shlomo Melech is saying, like, where does the person make it happen in his life? Where's the real battleground in your life? It's in your thoughts. That's the real battleground. Now, there's going to be subsequent battles. But the real battleground is in your mind and what you're thinking. Then, so you've decided this is what I want to do. From this point onwards, from thought to action, primarily, it's from Hashem. And that's what it means. Hashem mane loshon, and Hashem will reply with the tongue, and Hashem will decide what will come out. So what he's trying to say. So the depth is when we get to the action stage in life, there really isn't that much involving the person. And we're not saying, of course, you're doing the action. We're not denying you're doing the action, and there's effort in the action, but the actions are mostly determined by what you're thinking. And if you really thought hard and you really want something, then the actions, you'll put in whatever effort it is. There's not going to be much struggle. It's going to come. So what he's saying is where do you make it happen? Where do you become the person you're supposed to become? The main battleground's in the mind. When you make certain decisions, this is what you want to do. And then the actions is going through the motions. We're not going to say there's challenges and it's not going to be hard. And you have to think when you're making the actions too, so the actions come out right. And it may not come out right. There's all kinds of that too, no question about it. But where is the transformation of the human being happen? Where is the essence of the human being really manifesting itself? It's going on in your heart, in your mind, in what you're thinking about, what you're feeling. That's the real place where things are going on. So now to this, the tzaddik is going to ask, next line, so what is this thought that you should have a unifying thought that is a thread that goes throughout the day. Whenever you're thinking about anything, what unifying thought should accompany every single thought that you have throughout the day? Are you meant to think, okay, now I'm going to go shopping. That's what I'm thinking about. Now I'm going to go to the dentist. Now I'm going to go to the job. Now I'm going to go to the club. Is that what you're only thinking about? Our rabbis have taught us, all your actions should be for the sake of heaven. When a person lives a true life, he recognizes the truth. That what? Sheshliach mimakom shemishtaleach l'sham machzer shlichuso. That a messenger from the place that he is sent to there, he has to come back with his mission accomplished. We are all shlichim. We are all messengers in this world. We mentioned this in the Shabbos class 4 weeks ago, in the drush. We are all messengers. Hashem has sent us down on this world for a mission. And if Hashem sends us down for a mission, we have to come back with the mission accomplished. That's what we're here for. Ve'kulanu kan, and all of us here, below Yotze Beklal, without any exception to the rule, Shlichim Gemurim Shel HaRabbayin Shlem, we are complete messengers of the Almighty. L'chol Echad Huktzavu Hazman V'Hatzura HaMatimim L'Shlichuso. For each and every one of us, God set up the time and lifestyle that is suitable for our shlichus. Aval kulanu shlichim, but we're all messengers. Ushliach inyon. And what does a messenger do? What's the whole concept of a messenger? Inyonu asiyas ritzonu mishalech. The whole concept is to do the will of the one that sent you on the mission. Fupo ach v'rak al dasa mishalech. And he only acts with the understanding of doing what the one who's sending him is giving him. So when we find ourselves born in this 20th and 21st century, we live in this time, we did not find ourselves born in the 13th century. Meaning to say, we were put here for a mission that Jews were sent in the 13th century. We're not put into this mission. We were sent on this mission to fight the superficial, materialistic lifestyle that's being shown over here, and to show that God can thrive and be manifest in such a environment, in such a generation, where everybody is attracted to all the electronical things of life that can bring the worst things into our lives, and we're meant to resist that. One example: we are living in the most affluent period of world history. We weren't brought into this world in the 13th century. So why? Because God wants us to bring out His godliness in the most affluent period of world history. To not be overcome by the wealth, but to control that wealth and use the wealth for proper things, etc., etc. And everyone was born into a certain home, into a certain situation. And why you were born in a religious home or why you were born in a secular home, it was all because God is giving you a special mission, and your mission is not the same as the next person's mission. But my mission is for one reason: to do what Hashem wants. To bring, and what are we here? To fill the void. To fill the void. To fill the void with godliness in this world. But the voids are different depending on where you come from. Everyone has a different void that they have to deal with, and they have to fill Hashem a little bit more into that part of the world that Hashem wants them to fill. And that's the only reason you're sent here. And when you are a messenger only does what the sender wants them to do. And that's what we are. Nimtza comes out. Shachibra amiti sheish l'ramachai olam hazeh. That the true connection that a person has to this world, What is your feeling towards this world and everything you do with this world? And what should be the underlining thought of everything you do in this world? That the simple recognition that every day of your life is rotating around one concept. Lasos ritzon kono, to do the will of your creator. For kol zos lama, and why all this? Mishom shekodesh baruch hu bikesh lasos, because that's what God wants from you. Even though a person doesn't understand why do we need this, why does God have to send me down, why did God have to make me, all these things, what does it really mean, what's the reason, there's a lot of, you know, all these deeper reasons for life and this, couldn't God do this without me, all these philosophical reasons, forget about it. But all you got to know is this is what God wants. This is without asking questions. That's all. You don't have to be so clever. It's not necessary. It doesn't accomplish much more for you. We could sit and philosophize all life long and do nothing. I said, listen, all I know is there's a creator. He gave us a Torah. It says in the Torah, we got a mission to do. Okay, I'm trying to do the best to do my mission. This is what it means. Everything you do should be L'shem Shemayim. Everything L'shem Shemayim. Whatever you do, you know, do it in a way that the way God would be proud of you that you did it the way He wanted you to do it. Now, if you do that all L'shem Shemayim, usually you get siyata to the degree that it is L'shem Shemayim. To that degree, you get siyata d'shmaya. Hashem helps you that when you open your mouth, you don't say a boneheaded thing. You know, and you got to daven, you say, you know, I'm going to meet so and so. That's where you have to have the tefillas, and you daven Hashem. I'm meeting this person. It's for your sake. I really wouldn't want to do it, but you want me to do it. I will meet with this person. Hashem, please help me that the right words will come out and they don't stumble and make a fool of you. Right, and you daven to Hashem for help. And if you really mean it, then Hashem will help you, and you won't get to these kinds of problems. And this happens throughout the day. So that's where, but the focal point is, again, it's you and Hashem, you for Hashem, and that's what everything is rotating around. Okay, so obviously we're not on that level yet, so now we have to come to the next point. The Pasuk says, Hamanti ki adaber, it comes in the Hallel. I believed, for I spoke. Hadvarim yiduim, the words are well known. Vashela hirak eich mechaim osom, the question is, how do we bring this to life? How can we bring one's heart closer to achieving this? Okay, most of this we've heard already, right? He's just saying in a different spin, whatever, but it's the same idea. So how are we going to make this happen, considering that perhaps some of us are not ready for this? So look at the next page. Kuflam and Beis. Hayesod hamusot shanu chosim of Tommy, the fundamental point that we're going over and over. Every place according to the topic. Who? We've said this once before, I think, in his writings. The Pasuk says, He'emanti ki adaber. So the simple meaning is, you know, I had trust, for I spoke. Okay. But we say deeper pshat now. Kol davar shen roitz lirchosh shoso. So any aspect that a person wants to acquire. Levad mehakoris romus advar mimitiyus. Besides the loftiness of these concepts, almanas shadvarm yekonsetiv leiv, the way that the words can enter your heart properly, tzerech shiyu dibur dibur, they have to be words and words, shuv v'shuv, over and over, ad shiyachter advarm aleiv, until those words penetrate the heart. What he means to say, the pshat really means, he'emanti, I have been caused to believe, ki adaber, because I spoke. Because I talk from talk, I become from. In other words, you know, I may not have that much trust in God, but if I keep saying it, it will penetrate into my psyche, and I will trust in Hashem. It's the way it works with a human being. Just keep saying it. Keep saying it. There's many other psukim in Tehillim that repeat this idea. Just keep saying it. Talk from, and just keep talking it constantly, over and over. And in the beginning, you say it's not real, it's not me. Granted, just keep doing it. Keep talking that way. Keep talking that way. Keep talking. Don't stop. Eventually, it's going to start to penetrate like that drop of water on the rock. And for the first 1,000 times, you're not going to believe it. You won't believe it at all. It said, "This isn't me." Just keep talking away. The words do finally get into the person. It makes you think about it. Keep saying, Be'ezer Hashem, with Hashem's help, I'll be able to just, but think about what you're saying. Just don't stop, say it as a robot. When you say, you know, God willing, think about it. It's God willing. If God is willing, I'll be able to accomplish it. Just say it, even though you know it's because you're willing to do it. Just keep saying, God willing. God willing, I'll be there in an hour. Keep using those kinds of words. Keep talking from talk. And it will eventually get in there. And now he's going to expand on that. Kishadam writes of Emes Lichios Hashem Shemaim. If a person, we're getting back to this one, you want to live L'Shem Shemaim for the sake of heaven. It's not enough to know you have to live for the sake of God. And to recognize how important it is. Because we all know we should be doing this, and we all recognize that that's what it's all about. But Kadesh Advarm Yichu Benasha, but for the words to live within your soul, and to live with that idea of that everything you do is for the sake of God, Olav Lidok Lagach, you gotta concern yourself with this. You have to have a consistency throughout the day that the words are always rotating around for the sake of God. The more a person just speaks about yearnings to get close to Hashem, dibur im tefillah kadosh baruch hu, speech with prayer to Hashem, hu karav ma'od la'sagas avodah shel, you get closer to achieving the goal of serving Hashem, which is what? V'chol ma'asecha l'shem shemayim, everything you do should be for the sake of heaven. That's what it takes. V'adei she'ein zo avodah l'yom l'yomayim. It's not an avodah that's going to be taking a day or two. Avolo yirchech asman, but it's not going to be as long as you think either. And it won't have to be that much time. V'chelek shu l'shem shemayim yitfos makam nechud ma'belibo. The part inside you that is for the sake of heaven will grab on to a beachhead of a significant amount of the person's heart, and he'll begin to think that way. He's going to go through lots of examples. That's what this whole chapter is dealing with, how to cultivate this feeling. Once you've got yourself accustomed to talk this way, it's not only this one point of what I do is for the sake of heaven, or other points of faith, kischiras haboyre, etc., like remembering God. Okay. Yedua shanoi, you know, it's not just, you know, talking from, that's what I like to say, talking from, you know, I believe Hashem will help me. You know, I believe, you know, I don't know how I'm going to accomplish this, but Hashem will help me. Then, of course, you're going to think how to get yourself through this, but you preface it by saying Hashem will help me. Yedua, we know, shanoi kach, a person who customs himself like this, shuv eino osu adam shayayah, he's not the same person. If you get used to thinking the same Shemayim, you are not the same person who you were before you were this person. Elu heim shnei olama shonim lechalutim. These are two totally different weltanschauungs and worlds that you live in. There's an olam shel chulim, there's the world of the mundane, and there's olam shel etzel kenefecha yechasuyin. There's a world that under the shadow of his wings, you take safety. Protection. Either you're under God's wings or you're not under his wings. Adam Yachol Lichios Kambel Mazer, a person can live physically in this world. Ubaguf Lios Asukim Achomer, with your body to be engaged with the physical world and do all the things that physical people do. Vim Kozos, but still Mal Nishbasa, your soul, Machshavta Veliba Yuma Kushurm Lurchaniyat. Your thoughts and your heart are totally connected to spirituality, Mikushurm Lurchan Shalom, and they are tied to God. As the pasuk says, "Kikara v'alecha hadaver ma'od beficha bevavcha lasoso." This thing is very close to you, in your mouth and in your heart, to do this. Mosai kara v'adaver lecha ma'od. How is this thing close to you? It's talking about the mitzvah of tshuva, coming back to Hashem, which, in the deepest sense, isn't talking about a singular aveira, but it's talking about feeling close to Hashem. So, how do you get that way? It says it's in your heart and it's in your mouth. B'shashu beficha, at the time that it's in your mouth, remove beficha bevavcha, when it's in your heart and in your mouth. It comes to the next point of lasosa. See the progression of the words. Picha, levavcha, lasosa. In your mouth, in your heart, to do it. So that's the order. That's the order. Then you get to it. Avalim halasosa menutuk ma'picha. But if the action is separated from the mouth, there's no mouth talking, how are you going to get to the doing? Meluha menutuk ma'levavcha. It's separated from the heart also. Things you do without the heart, it's missing the main thing. It's missing the part where it says God wants your heart. You can do things, but if the mouth isn't telling you and the heart's not waking up, so you're doing things, but the doing things aren't going to connect you to Hashem. Next page. As long as a person can fulfill the part that is close to you in your mouth, and you bring the things close to your mouth, so more it'll get into the heart. Then all the actions will be in the heart. With a heart of what? Lev shel tshuka l'vorei. A heart of yearning for Hashem. Lev shel ratzon lasos nachas shel l'vorei. A heart that wants to do that which is pleasant to Hashem. So again, you gotta keep speaking it over, speaking it over, speaking it over, speaking it over, till it penetrates into your heart. and then the actions are heartfelt actions. Those become meaningful actions. Those connect you to Hashem. Okay, enough of the theory. Now let's get to different practical examples throughout the day, and you can start on this one right now. The men, at least. Mitzvah Hanochas Tefillin Ketzirusa. How to put on tefillin the right way. We'll take a few examples. And we'll see how this way of life will appear. First we said, first you got to remember some of the basics of a half a year ago. That a person is created and there is a creator. And our whole engagement in life in this world, everything we're doing is focused on this point alone. It's only with Hashem and nobody else. Everything else is just a tool how to connect us to God. We're here for one reason, to connect to God. Everything else is a tool. Your wife, your kids, your husband, your table, your tape recorder, your bed, everything, your club, your dentist, everything is a means to get you close to Hashem. That's it. That's what we said over and over and over. So now, Lid Dugma, here's an example. Adam Kambavok, a person got up in the morning. Is going to daven. Okay, so I'm going to and you guys are ready to put on tefillin right now as I speak. You're taking the tefillin out of the bag. You're holding it in your hand. For Omer Lakona, and you say to Hashem, either you verbalize it or you think the following. This is what you should be thinking on right before you put on tefillin. I know you're reading those lines in the Siddur, but those are just lines of the words that you're not even thinking about. You say to yourself the following prayer. Rabbi Nishloim, Master Universe. Why do I have this tefillin in my hand right now? What am I doing with this black box in my hand? You know what I'm doing? You commanded me to put them on. Rabbi Shalom, Master Universe, and he wrote, I want to do what you want me to do, what you want, what your will is. I want to make you happy. But I know I don't have such a strong desire to do this only to make you happy. And I'd like, okay, that wanting isn't enough. Wanting isn't enough. My intention of this action isn't rakidei lasis l'cha nachas ruach. It's not just to give you pleasure. I beg before you. Right? I beg for you. Azorli, help me. Shamasish ni osi yeh betar slave. It should be done with purity of heart. With the greatest yearnings to do your will. Okay, I know that my yearnings are not that strong usually, right? And when I do something, it's not only to make you happy. Yesterday when I put on tefillin, I wasn't thinking about making you happy. I was probably thinking about nothing, or about a bunch of other things. But it wasn't only to make you happy, not to connect to you. Now please help me that I should be able to be focused. That when I'm doing it, I'm only doing it to be able to connect to you. That's all. That's the L'shem Shemayim thinking about it. This doesn't have to be this type of a liturgy. Everybody, you make your own words. But in general, that has to be the way your life catches on to everything. L'shem kach, to that extent, lo dai ba miris l'shem yichud move the siddur. It's not good enough to read what's in the siddur that l'shem yichud. Kehilat dvarim shekvar regilim lomar asam, and it's because you know the words that you're used to saying and the texts are just coming out of your mouth. You just read them quickly. You don't even think about it. Once it's in a text, it's useless unless you really work hard on it. Sarach shadiburim yavam in alev. The words have to come from the heart, not from the siddur. Call echad vasavshal. Everybody in his own expression, everyone in his own language, has to speak it out that way. Right. So that's the first step that you're doing it l'shem shemaim. We're doing it already, right? But we're half asleep when we're doing it, so it's hard to be awake to do l'shem shemaim. So just think, Hashem, I'm doing it to give you, and please help me that as I'm doing it, every moment I'm doing it, I'm thinking about you. I want to do your rutz, and I want to make you happy. I want to get close to you. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.